Okay.
What's this? The coffee table's at an angle.
Yeah, because I have the short microphone because you won't.
Because I want what?
Because you're a princess and you need the long cord. So
Ian,
I gotta
do you remember
move the
when I said to you earlier tonight?
Closer to me.
Earlier today? I said, do you want me to take the short microphone today? And
yeah,
what
did
you say?
I had to calibrate all
what
the
did
knobs.
You said no. I'm not a princess.
My voice,
you're a princess.
Our voices are—they come
They're
out of different
exactly
volumes.
Exactly the same. People can't tell us apart
oh,
on the
shut
podcast.
Shut up, you asshole!
What's up? I'm Ian.
Shut up, you
I
piece
love
of shit!
Being a dumb bitch. Welcome to my podcast. I'm Ian Hunt, and I.
You think just because there's a female vice president, you can just run your mouth?
That's right. Who run the world? It's girls.
Yeah,
baby.
Damn, now I can't dress you up as a handmaid.
Oh,
that's
I'm...
what I got you for your birthday. A hood.
You keep saying this.
What?
That you got me stuff for my birthday, but my birthday's in August. So
who when... knows when your birthday is?
Is it a belated gift or is it upcoming?
Fine, you know what? I'm burning all of it.
Fine,
that's
fine.
The way you're going
to
be.
No, women will still find ways to dress up as handmaids.
Right.
Handmaidens. I don't know. They I don't even
jack
know what
off
that means,
to that
really.
Show.
I know. I've never seen it. And
I watched the first episode, I think.
Did we love?
It was like, I mean, it was kind of cool. It was like dystopian future mm-hmm. shit. But, you know, I heard that it gets really disturbing. Like there's a lot of like
torture,
violence, people's eyes getting pulled out and shit.
Oh, okay. All right. I mean.
Yeah, I'm here for that.
Yeah.
Torture a lady.
That's fine. Oh, no, it's not. I thought it was men. I thought it was revenge against the patriarchy. Ugh, whatever. We have
like a man's made tale.
The man-made's tale?
And then women just become so empowered that men are like, you know, used as sperm factories.
Okay.
And
I'm
abused.
Sure, I'm sure there are movies like that.
Yeah, it's called reality. It's called The Real World.
Okay.
We what
have a new president?
Yeah,
sort
cool.
Of. We have there's a physical body of a human being that has been.
New York was lit.
It was
the other day.
It was yeah, there were parties going on.
People were like having raves in the park,
which is so fucking funny. Yeah, the reaction to Joe Biden being president was like. Like you said, people had their LED pacifiers and they're playing fucking rave music
yeah.
out in Tompkins Square Park. Like what?
A 99-year-old senile man with like, one eye is president.
Woo,
let's fucking do rails and go listen to EDM music in Tompkins Square Park.
It was I don't want to be that person.
Me either. I keep going back and forth on this. I'm like, okay, you know what? Any excuse to party.
Sure.
I mean, I am trying to sleep, and you are banging cowbells.
Where did everyone get cowbells, huh?
Screaming. Just screaming. Just these, like, 22-year-old girls in half shirts and no bra and their asses out. Like, Joe Biden is my president.
We've been oppressed for 4 years, and it's finally over.
Right.
Yeah. I get it, sort of.
Yeah, you don't want to be... I keep thinking about the movie Lady Bird and Timothy...
Your favorite film?
I did like that movie.
I know, I know.
That was great. Timothy Chalamet in that movie is this character who is always... He's usually right about shit, but it's like, oh, shut up.
She's like,
you
why
know
are
I mean?
You doing this right
like,
now?
At one point, she's like, hey, do you want to exchange numbers? We could text each other. And he's like, I don't have a cell phone because the government can track that. Shit
yeah.
It's like okay sure
hey, dork.
But why don't you go fuck yourself? We're just trying to have a good time. I don't want to be that guy. I want to be like, hey, Joe Biden's actually not that good. He's
yeah.
like a war he's like a war hawk and a war criminal, and he created the crime bill, and him and Obama deported more people than any previous president, and they bombed everybody in Yemen. And he's senile.
Yeah, it while true is
everybody's
not,
like,
not
I'm just trying
taken.
To have a drink.
Yeah,
motherfucker.
Yeah, honestly, like I would have if I didn't have to work all day on Saturday, I would have probably joined. Like, oh, we're drinking outside.
Sure,
I don't
yeah.
care who it's for.
I did join.
Yeah,
we did join. We got drunk.
Yeah, that's true. No, I mean like the actual like day celebrations,
right,
people
right.
with champagne in the streets and stuff. Just in the middle of a pandemic, I can't stop. Being a Debbie Downer on everybody.
Yeah, but you also pointed out how
we all, like, all of us think we're above it, but everybody's partying and drinking and singing and stuff. But then when you get close to, like, a group of people and you overhear their conversation, they're all saying, like, he fucking sucks.
Yeah,
you know?
He sucks.
You can watch from afar. You can stand on your fire escape or whatever and be like, look at all these assholes celebrating basically just like a neo-lib cunt getting into office. But then you realize they know.
Of course. Yeah, we're not smarter than everybody else. Yeah, I think you can celebrate whatever you choose to celebrate. Like, what I would be celebrating personally is the end of the, like, Orange Man bad hysteria.
Exactly.
At the very least, we're done with that, and it does feel nice.
There's a lot to celebrate there, too, because, like, first of all, it's just nice to watch this guy take an L.
Yeah.
Because he just runs his fucking mouth so much.
He does,
you know?
Fucking suck.
And then, yeah, like you said, like, every time I walk out of this apartment, I am met with just, like, countless stickers all over everything, just, like, impeach Trump, and then, you know, graffiti says, like, fuck Trump, and then a bus will go by, and there's some, like, new Jeff Daniels movie where he's playing Trump on, I don't know, Stars or HBO or something.
Oh, my God.
And it's just like, can I not see this fucking guy's face for a day?
It's actually, it is something to celebrate, because I'm, like, rubbing my hands together now. Like, you guys are going to have to keep up this resistance shit. This doesn't end with Trump. So if you really are a resistor, Your job's about to get a lot harder. You're going to have to be much more discerning.
I think, wasn't the resistance completely born out of the Trump administration? So these people aren't even going to, I don't know, I don't think they're going to do anything.
Imagine,
I think they're done. They're like, my work here is done.
Railing about Trump for 4 years and this awful administration and how the country is crumbling. And then as soon as he walks away, being satisfied and going back to sleep, like, we're done.
A lot of shit they show on the news is just people crying and like, I can't believe our country came through and did this and now everything's solved and I can and it's okay to be a dad again. There's that guy that was on CNN.
Oh, is that Van Jones?
I don't know.
Sobbing?
Yeah. How is he an anchor?
Yeah.
How embarrassing
that was,
that this is our news in this country. You're weeping over this piece of shit that got into office who's barely alive, can't string a sentence together. Ugh. And you're supposed to be bringing us the news, and now I can look my son in the eyes. Shut the fuck up.
It's kind of like, I don't know, I'm trying to think of some sort of analogy. I'm imagining an old dilapidated house that's been overrun with termites and shit for years. It's falling apart, but there's like a feral raccoon in it, and you get that out and being like, well, the house is saved. We did it.
We're
can
done.
Go back to and like just rotten
That's
water dripping
analogy.
On your
good
head.
Job. Good
thank,
job, babe.
Thank you very much. I guess, I mean, I won't. That's not true. I was going to say I won't shit on Biden until he actually becomes a president, but I will.
He's been in office, or not in office, in some kind of office for 40-some years, so I think the proof's in the pudding that he's a dildo. Also, he's just going to die, and then it's going to be Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Wait. Did you know that yesterday, if you asked Siri how old the president was, Siri would answer and say that Kamala Harris is 56 years old.
Interesting.
Right?
Interesting. That's a conspiracy right there.
Right? They're like prepping.
Apple knows something we don't. This guy's about to die.
Oh, man.
What do you think? Do you think that's the plan? Because he's on death's door.
Yeah, I don't mean to be ageist. Like, I think that once you pass 70, like, it's different for a ton of people. Like, Bernie's 77 is very different from Biden's 77. I would have felt pretty comfortable having Bernie in the office. But right now, when he speaks, okay, you know how people would get hysterical and uncomfortable watching Trump give a speech because he's just like runs his mouth and you don't know what he's going to say?
Yeah.
I feel similar watching Joe Biden speak because I'm on the edge of my seat like, oh my God, he's going to say something insane.
Yeah.
And it's going to be worse because he's not in control of it. And so it's like pathetic and sad.
Right, right.
When he gave a speech, it wasn't his victory speech. It was a couple days before, but he was like on the path to victory. At some point, he finishes a speech and he goes, let's go over here. You can hear him off mic go, let's go over here. And it just sounded so...
Yeah, he just wanders away.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you can't... It sounds like a drunk person. It's all slurred. His victory speech, too, is all slurred. And it's alarming. And this lie that he has a stutter and that's why he speaks that way. You go back and watch videos of him when he was a young man, and he is like... He's great at it.
The stutter. The
He's talking about predators, aka black people, and screaming about them. But he sounds, you know.
Yeah, he's very articulate.
Yeah, exactly.
That stuttering excuse is hilarious.
Which is how he describes black people.
He's 80 years old, and has like enormous dentures, like comical dentures. That's like, that's part of it, I think. He can't, the words can't get through his big fake teeth.
Yeah.
And so like, and his lips don't really move over them well.
Right.
So like, it just comes out so clunky. But then he says it's because he had a childhood stutter. It's like Chris Christie's asthma.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. He's reverting back to childhood as his brain begins to atrophy. Hmm. He's becoming a baby once again.
I just
I'm happy.
Anyway, back to brunch, everybody.
Right. Back to brunch.
I'm trying to find some positives. I do think that Trump being in office for 4 years, like, allowed or forced people to be a lot more political and pay attention to what's going on in a way that they didn't before.
Yeah.
And so now maybe we'll be on guard forever.
I think some of us will, but I think... a lot of people are just going to go to sleep, and you're going to see all this performative bullshit. You're already seeing it, like with the, like now little girls all over the country know that they can be vice president.
Sure.
And, you know, it happened with Obama. A black guy got elected, and everybody was like, oh, sure, he's bombing people and deporting people and evicting people and bailing out the banks, but I'm sure he's doing it for a good cause because he can do no wrong because he's
plays,
not an old white man.
He can play basketball with people in Flint. I am going to miss some of these hilarious takes on the internet. It warms my heart.
Like what?
Alyssa Milano. Well, this doesn't really have anything to do with anything. I think we can all agree that Alyssa Milano is an unhinged nightmare, no matter what side of the aisle you're on.
Well, she's just a narcissist. That's all. She just found another lane.
Yes, she wrote that Jill Biden as First Lady is going to be the first Italian American in the White House, which is so fucking funny to me.
Fuck?
Like you said, she's a narcissist because Alyssa Milano is Italian, and that's ooh, win for Italians. And also, what does that mean in the White House? Does she not know that Jill Biden was in the White House already?
Well, Jill Biden, the vice president, doesn't live in the White House.
Okay. Oh, I see what... Okay. Just saying in the White House is confusing because I hear like in the administration or whatever.
Right.
I'm like, tell that to Scaramucci, my friend.
Yeah, sure.
Our hero.
Also, who gives a shit?
Yeah, who cares? Who fucking cares? When we start getting specific like this, like I know the Kamala win is like historic, but seeing it written out is pretty funny because it's so specific. People go, Kamala Harris is the first female half Jamaican, half Southeast Asian vice president that we've ever had. We're like, well, yeah.
Okay, sure. a lot of people are going to have to reinvent themselves because their whole identity is wrapped up in scolding people and you know, being anti-racist and fighting the evils of the world. And now that, because it's all wrong and nonsense, you know, it's not a binary good and bad, but you've been fighting the bad guys all this time and now the good guys have won. So what do you do? Who do you yell at? I mean, I guess you can still yell at people to wear masks and, you know, you can't yell at people to vote. A lot of these people just define themselves by, you need to fucking...
I wonder where all that aggressive vote energy is going to go. Because people still have it in them.
Taking selfies. Probably.
You know what's so funny? We've been seeing a lot of people who are just like seething with rage, trying to sort of subvert that and translate it into this like compassion on the internet. You know what I mean?
Oh, like, yeah.
Who's that guy you were talking about who tweeted, he's so hateful, but he tweeted like, take 1 second today to tell someone you love them.
Oh yeah, there's this guy, Jason Johnson, who's like...
that's a made up name.
He's not anything. He's like a political analyst, and he was very like, he's this black dude, and he's very much like the establishment media asshole. And he was talking shit about Breonna Gray Joy and calling her like...
Is it Joy Gray or
Joy,
Greyjoy?
Joy Gray.
I genuinely don't know. You
Joy,
might be right.
Joy Greyjoy.
Brianna Gray. Greyjoy is...
Greyjoy.
Is...
Game of Thrones.
So I think it's Joy Gray.
Whatever.
Sorry. I think you were right.
Bernie's, you know, old... Was she
the campaign manager?
Campaign manager, yeah. And he was basically like accusing her of being like an Uncle Tom. Called her like... a member of the Island of Misfit Black Girls or something like that. Just like real hateful shit because, you know, she has a differing opinion. And you go onto his Twitter and his like pinned tweet is like, make sure you tell somebody you love them today. Reach out, you know, do a good deed for somebody. You see that shit all the time from these hateful assholes who in between their like scolding go fuck yourself posts are telling you to, it's another way to tell you what to do,
right,
really.
Yeah, to like boss people around.
Yeah.
Text someone and tell them you love them. No, that's fucking weird. Why? Why would I do that out of the blue?
Yeah.
Stop. Don't do that.
You sound like a clingy fucking creep.
Yeah. Just imagine texting somebody randomly. Hey, I just want to let you know I love you.
Show up outside of somebody's home and throw tiny rocks at their window and then
tell them you need them and you can't live without them.
Yeah, yeah. Make a giant heart out of candles and then, you know, cover yourself in blood.
Restraining order at the end of it. That's unhinged behavior.
Yeah.
I don't, there are all these terms I'm seeing too. Like, we started with gaslighting and now it's become, I hope we haven't talked about this yet, but the term, what is it? Something positivity. It's positivity.
Oh, toxic
like
positivity?
Toxic positivity. It's where somebody's having a hard time and you tell them it's going to be okay.
Right.
And that's violent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
another one we saw was spiritual bypassing. Do you even know what that means?
No, I have no idea what that is.
I think it's similar to toxic positivity. It's got to be. It sounds similar.
I'm Googling it. Okay. It is... It is using spiritual ideas and practices to sidestep personal, emotional, unfinished business to shore up a shaky sense of self or to belittle basic needs, feelings, and developmental tasks.
Okay. So I think that means like if your cat dies or something and somebody says to you, oh, everything happens for a reason or God has a plan or something, and then it invalidates your emotions and your...
Oh, you know. I see.
I'm guessing. I don't know.
I'm so confused by this. I just, when we start hurling terms at each other like this without knowing what the fuck they are, but it's so funny. It's like being in a video game and just new things just keep being thrown at you.
Yeah.
Fucking fireballs when you're just trying to live your life. You're like, oh God, I hope I'm not being a spiritual bypasser right now.
Right.
Just trying to be a fucking friend.
How about the panic and anxiety you feel all the time because you may be stepping on somebody's toes with all these new terms and ways in which you can fuck up being defined and categorized every day. And now you just walk around like, did I fuck up? Did I do this? Am I being...
How about we stop villainizing people who don't really exist or planting motives in people's heads that automatically make you hate them. So you're going about your day reading people's stupid Instagram stories and then you see terms like this and you're like, yeah, this well-meaning person in my life does do this.
Right.
What a piece of shit.
It's why everybody's so upset and depressed all the time, because it's like you may be fucking up at every turn. And the truth is that you're all nerds by defining everything.
Yeah.
And that life, being a human being, is ambiguous.
Yeah.
So the reason you have phrases, if we're even getting this right, but the reason you have phrases like, you know, God has a plan or everything happens for a reason, is because when certain things happen, they're just horrific. Full stop. Period. And there's nothing to say.
Yeah.
So we invented these phrases, sorry for your loss, that type of shit, just to fill the fucking empty void. and to kind of bridge the gap between, you know, of the horrors of life and just move forward, right. You know? So if you assign malice to those phrases, yeah. then what the fuck are we doing? You are fucking up so much more by defining and categorizing everything than you are by the actual act that you've defined, if that makes sense.
Yes, of course. I mean, it was just so baffling to me on top of everything, like when there's real horrible shit going on in the world, seeing friends of mine post status is like, guys, while I know you mean well, please keep in mind there is something called toxic positivity. It's like, no,
there's not.
Wrong. We're not doing this right now. We're right. not. We do not need this. On top of everything else, we don't need. I know you're trying to be a good person and you hold the door for people and you say thank you and you don't fucking shit your pants at the dinner table, but you're actually being a bad person and you can be better. No.
Right.
No.
Right. And again, back to the ambiguous nature of life. Like if, again, the example where your cat dies, if you say, I'm so upset that my cat is dead. Mm-hmm. And I say to you, well, the cat had a good life and it was nice that you knew the cat. And, you know, we're going to get through this. And with time, this will pass. This feeling will pass. And if you listen to what I'm saying and accept it into your fucking heart,
yeah.
you will feel better because that's how human beings work.
Right.
If you stand your ground and say, no, I'm having this emotion and fuck you for trying to take the emotion away from me,
yeah.
or what you're doing is like dripping with malice and aggression because of the toxicity of your positivity. It's like, well, then fuck you. Then yeah. just sit there and wallow, you asshole.
We're
you
not
know?
All therapists. You know, we're trying our best. I think the only thing that you can do is try your best to translate intention, understand intention. You can be annoyed with somebody because you just want to feel bad and they're trying to force positivity on you. But at the hold on to that annoyance, but don't let it grow into anger and resentment because, I mean,
they're trying.
Yeah.
They give a shit about you. That's what that means.
If you can recognize that somebody is trying to make you feel better and not trying to hurt you, it should end there.
Because what's the alternative? You both like slump down on the couch and ruminate until you slit your wrists and die?
Yeah, now
you
know? You're fucking...
You just wallow in your own depression?
Mad at each other?
I get that that's appealing and that's something you can do, but how is that not toxic?
Right.
I mean, by definition, that's toxic. It's,
that really,
it's making things worse.
It really sounds like your problem at that point. So you have to come back and go, you know what? I actually would prefer if you spoke to me this way. I mean, I'm really trying here, but there's no way in my head where you don't sound like a fucking asshole. But if you have this issue, you got to bring it back to the other person and be like, here's how I would prefer you help me with my dead cat.
Right.
That's your problem. It's not theirs.
Right. It all comes back to, you know, like you said, everybody on the internet's so horny to condescend. It's that. It's finding new and unique ways to scold people and talk down to people.
Yeah.
And when you run out of like opportunities, like there's no more telling people to vote or wear a mask or whatever, you literally invent or discover new phrases and terms. You go online and you start, I don't know, reading through journals, like science journals, trying to find phrases that you can...
Yeah, I mean, we've gotten to this level. I mean, it's just going to get worse and worse. I'm excited for the ride, for the things that we're going to have to be beholden to our subconscious as discerned by somebody else who doesn't live in our heads. They're going to be diagnosing us with
yeah.
things, with new made up things that we didn't know we're doing.
Right. And all it's going to lead to is more anxiety and depression and... you know, you can internalize these things as true. You can internalize them as you perpetrating them, meaning like you fucked up and you did these things.
Yeah, that's the worst part is that most people.
There's kids out there being like, oh, shit, am I toxically positive?
Yeah.
Do all my friends hate me because on account of how positive I am?
Yeah,
maybe
I guess
I should start cutting myself
right.
and wearing black eyeliner. Will that do it?
What is the, also, what's the rubric here for not being toxically positive? I forget. What are you supposed to say when somebody's cat dies?
You're supposed to say, supposed to say is like, I hear you. I'm witnessing your feelings. I will sit with you. I'll like hold you or whatever.
Boy.
Yeah. But I mean, what if the positivity helps the person?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, neither of us are particularly positive people, and it's still a stressful, stressful. Well, yeah.
I mean, whatever. I'm just annoyed that this is, in a world like riddled with problems, this is what you decided to latch on to.
Yeah, it's
you
know, such a waste
you
of
just
time.
Miss the mark every fucking time. And there's so many people like that. And you know what's to blame? These Instagram accounts that are just like cursive writing on like a colorful background.
Pink, yeah. And it's the most hateful shit in the world, but it's in this like soft millennial pink.
Yeah.
With like creamy font saying that you actually need to
dare to love yourself.
Cut your mom out of your life because
yeah,
she's
yeah.
not, she's too positive.
You know what we did the other day?
What did we do the other day?
We were watching a video on YouTube about the feud between Kevin Hart and Cat Williams.
Yes. That was what, while the presidential race was being called, I was like, right. I want to watch Cat Williams instead.
This
is
so
more
much important. More. Yeah. And then we got into this argument, who's better? Who's funnier, Cat Williams or Kevin Hart? Because if you don't know, Cat Williams went after Kevin Hart because Cat Williams thinks he's the king of comedy.
Uh-huh.
And Kevin Hart started getting all of Cat Williams' roles because Cat Williams couldn't stop punching ladies. So Cat Williams he's like the bad boy of comedy. So he was like shitting all over Kevin Hart in all these interviews and then challenged him to a basketball game or something. There's a video online that breaks it down and it's great.
It is wonderful. We were a house divided because I was team Cat Williams.
Right. And I think that Kevin Hart, just talking about like everything else aside, whether who you like better is
whoever
irrelevant.
Whoever you vote for.
Who is better at stand-up comedy, Cat Williams or Kevin Hart? And I said that Kevin Hart is... Okay, let me make a quick caveat here.
Okay.
I wanted to compare their two best specials. So it's Pimpin', Boo Boo, and I'm a Grown-Ass Little Man, which is Kevin Hart's special.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one for one... Kevin Hart special is better. That's what I said.
I wish that we could engage in like a heated debate, and we could have if we hadn't watched most
well,
of both
know.
Of those
I don't
specials.
Because I've kind of changed my mind a little bit here.
Yeah, so we started watching.
Because Catherine was like, no way. Cat Williams is way funnier.
Yeah, I was like, Cat Williams is fucking hilarious. I love him. Then I started watching It's Pimpin' Pimpin', and if you watch it from the beginning, it's pretty bad.
So yeah, because my point was you can take a Cat Williams bit and go, this is hilarious. Mm-hmm. But if you watch a Cat Williams special, there's a lot of filler. And if you watch a Kevin Hart, well, specifically that first Kevin Hart special, the more recent ones are a little bit, you know, they're like family friendly and he kind of lost his voice.
He's got
because
a writing
he's a billionaire.
Team now, right?
Yeah, he's got a writer's team too.
Also, there are only so many jokes. You have an advantage when you're new and you can just go, hey, this is who I am. Once people know about you, you know, like we're over short jokes now. We can't hear it anymore.
Right. But, yeah. All that. Yeah. Anyway, so my point was that Kevin Hart is really like a comics comic, or was at this time, in that he wrote straight ahead bits where there wasn't really any fat on the bits. Where Cat Williams will like strut around and do like...
He does a lot of physical comedy.
Yeah.
Which I love.
So we started watching It's Pimpin' Pimpin'. We only watched like 8 minutes of it. We were like, this fucking sucks. And we moved over to the Kevin Hart special. We watched that whole special and we
Did
laughed
we watch
the
entire
whole time.
Thing?
I think so. Okay. Or no, the vast majority
of it. Yeah, a good amount. And it was great.
But now I've returned to watching clips of Cat Williams, and I got to tell you, that shit is fucking great.
It's hilarious. If you isolate his best clips, there are a lot of them.
Yeah.
He's so fucking funny. With his straightened hair flaring out at the end, like a mile behind him.
Right.
He's so goofy in his velvet green suit, all of it. The way he talks, it's so,
right,
it tickles
here?
Me so
this tiger right here?
It's so funny.
Lay on the stage and stuff. Now I don't know.
That bit he has about a self-driving car.
Yeah.
It's like one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life. I can't do it justice, but yeah. He's like talking about how excited he is for self-driving cars, because when the cops pull him over, he's just got
to
be like,
talk to the driver.
Nah, I don't know. I don't know what to tell you.
Clearly, I'm sitting back here with a Bible and a little pit bull puppy.
No, he said, I'm reading the Bible. I'm naked with a little pit bull puppy. It's so, the visual is insane, and it made me laugh so hard.
I think I had some resentment towards him because, like, you watch these interviews and he is the cockiest motherfucker on the face of the earth. And he just goes after, you know, because I know he's not like a big fan of white people. So it's so bizarre to me that in an interview he goes after every single black comedian and comic actor working. It's just like, where do you stand? Where are your allegiances, you know?
Well, he's got a lot of toxic negativity.
Sure.
I'm trying to like diagnose him. I do think that he in terms of his career, like, he only sees himself in the sphere of like other black comedians. Like, that's his circle. Like, those are that's his competition.
He's almost not even aware of white people.
Yeah, he doesn't care. And so he also is like, Kevin Hart is one of those people who like used comedy, I think, to ingratiate himself because he's tiny. And so he could, like, that's how he fit in with the crowd and didn't get beat up. He was the funny guy.
Okay.
But Cat Williams, while he is fucking hilarious, is still scrappy as hell and is trying to fight everybody, 12-year-olds included, and women.
Right.
I don't know. He's just like, he never lost that. He looks like he's ready to fight everything that moves.
And he does. That YouTube video is so funny because the guy, it's like bizarrely professionally done, and this guy is like narrating the whole thing, and he's reading like he's reading a quote from some woman, and he's like, my friends and I went out to see Cat Williams.
Oh yeah.
And when we asked for an autograph, he got irate and started yelling at us, so I said, Kevin Hart funnier anyway, and that's when he started to choke me and punch me in the temple. I fell to the ground and we began to tussle. It's like, Jesus Christ, this is a woman saying that.
I think he punched her in the head first, and then he did this like running WWE, like landing on her with his elbow kind of move and started wrestling her.
Once the lady's down,
yeah.
I mean, you...
He did not stop. It was so funny. What happened with him and a middle schooler recently?
Oh, that whole thing is on YouTube. You can watch it. He went and played, it's either kickball or softball or something. He just joined a game.
Yeah.
I think he was trying to be like man of the people.
Yeah.
And
it always ends up with a fucking
fight. He's playing against a 12-year-old who is the same height as him. And they start like shit talking. The 12-year-old's like this little fuck.
Yeah.
And anyway, they end up getting into a fist fight, and the little kid like fucks Cat Williams up. Like, I don't know if he really like makes him bleed or anything, but has him on the ground like in like a arm bar or something.
I love him. There's no like, for better or for worse, he does not compromise his personality at all. Like, that's what Kevin Hart did. Kevin Hart became like a corporate. He knows how to schmooze. He knows how to get ahead. And Cat Williams will tell anybody to go fuck themselves for no reason, pretty much.
Yeah,
but
It's
completely to his detriment.
Stories
but
about
like,
Kevin Hart, Cat Williams, mm-hmm. are as entertaining as his specials.
Yeah.
Like, when he's on TMZ, you know it's going to be as enthralling as watching, you know, the Pimp Chronicles or whatever.
He's amazing. I want to change my stage name to Cat Williams.
There is a woman in New York who does stand-up named Cat Williams.
No, there isn't.
Yes, there is. We were on a show with her one time, and I remember we were laughing our fucking dicks off, and then you said something about it on stage, and I feel like it was just a bunch of white people, and nobody really knew what you were talking about. And you were like, I can't believe I'm on a show with Cat Williams.
I said that?
I'm pretty sure.
Oh, this
is
heartbreaking that I don't remember any of this. But
her name
that's
is like
exciting.
Kathleen Williams or something.
But she goes by Kat?
Yeah.
That's so funny. Do you think she doesn't even know? Like, how you cannot be a like a white lady or anybody named an up and coming comic named Kat Williams and get on stage and not acknowledge that.
I don't know. I don't know how deep she goes with. I don't remember her material or anything. I don't know if she was like a new comic or what.
That's
but
so funny.
She exists.
I'm so jealous.
I see her every once in a while on like Instagram or something. I'm like, come on.
Oh, that's great. Anyway, so what have we decided? Do we Kat for your money, Kat Williams or Kevin
I think
Hart?
We really have to watch either Pimp Chronicles or It's Pimpin' Pimpin', Soup to Nuts. Then make a decision.
Okay. All right. Fine. We've got a lot of work ahead of us. Yeah. I do appreciate Kat Williams is just so much more interesting. I think for like entertainment value in a special, you're probably going to get more clean laughs out of Kevin Hart. But when Kat Williams comes out in his tiny little suit riding a lion with a gold with a gold microphone and fireworks and stuff.
To be fair, that's what Kevin Hart does now. Really? Like I've watched, I mean, maybe 8 minutes total of all of his new shit. But he, you know, he's playing. He's got all these Guinness Book of World Records awards for performing in stadiums and shit.
Oh, he's
now.
Had like the most audience members of all time.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's what he's doing. Wow. Like he goes to Philly and he like fills out the stadium and shit. And
driving Kat crazy.
Yeah. Yeah. That's why there's that. Okay, so there's this long, and if you guys want to go down this rabbit hole, there's this long interview. I don't know what the show is. It's some like local hip hop show, radio show that Kat Williams went on and he just torched everybody. He just talked shit about everybody. It's real obnoxious.
Yeah,
it's not like entertaining.
Fight. He has to fight everybody. Everybody's his competition and he has to fight everybody and it's not doing him
because
any favor.
Early on Kat Williams was like I said kind of losing all these roles because he would get in legal trouble or whatever, and this was when Kevin Hart was on the come up and they just like did a one-for-one swap of short comedians. So Kevin Hart got like three roles right at the beginning of his career that were meant to go to Kat Williams.
Wow.
So immediately Kat Williams is like, fuck this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And starts calling him a puppet and shit because Kat Williams owns all the rights to all of his specials. That's why you can't go to Netflix and watch a Kat Williams special.
Okay.
You got to like find it on YouTube or on a torrent or something. And then, you know, the production.
Kat Williams specials. If any of you have bootleg Kat Williams specials, send them to us.
Well, no, there's like three or four on YouTube right now.
Okay.
But the production company is just like some dog shit like iMovie stuff. It's not like
okay, yeah, with star wipes and stuff.
Yeah. So he, you know, so he has all the rights to all of his stuff, so he thinks that Kevin Hart's a puppet, like selling out to I don't know, Netflix or whatever.
I think at the end of the day I think he's like a piece of shit as a human being, but I always appreciate somebody. Kevin Hart is a little bit of a puppet. You know? Like at least
no, that's what he wants to do. He like I heard him on Joe Rogan talking about how much he loves Jeff Bezos and how he saw Jeff Bezos at a party and was like, went over and was like, I respect you so much.
Yeah,
and
that's
like,
insane.
Okay,
that's,
you can kind of go fuck yourself.
I was speaking of people who are who they are, for better or for worse, that fucking gun girl.
Yeah.
I was Googling, I was like looking up.
If you don't know Gun Girl, she goes like.
Caitlin Bennett.
She tries to like. Ambush interview people, but it always goes horribly wrong because she's retarded.
She's so stupid. She just hasn't like an AK on her. I don't know what it is, what kind of gun it is.
She's like
a
conservative YouTube personality.
It creates videos to expose the left and inspire conservatives. But yeah, she just runs around. She's like the worst version of any YouTuber who goes to rallies and stuff and interviews people. She's always got a giant gun on her back.
Yeah, but it's gotcha shit.
But it's interesting because she's a young girl with long hair. I think that's it.
Yeah, she's like a blonde girl some sweet cans.
I hesitate to say cute, but she's got long hair, so there you go. But I stumbled across her Patreon and it is so funny. She's got a million levels. And they're all like gun themed, but I don't know what any of them means, but the $5 level is the first one. It's just a good way to say keep up the good work, which is genius. I'm reading this going, why didn't we do this shit? Because you don't have to do anything.
Yeah. Well, we do close to nothing.
That's true. And then the $10 a month one is access to her private Facebook group, which I am seriously considering joining just out of curiosity. I want to know what's going on in Gun Girl's private Facebook group. Yeah. She's got 1,300 patrons.
That's crazy.
Right?
Just if everybody pays $5, that's still a shit ton of money.
Exactly. And you know some people are paying more.
Which is crazy because it's like, do people are into her? That's so bizarre to me because every interview I've ever seen her do, she tries to like own somebody and they immediately turn it back on her because she's so low IQ.
Yeah.
And they, no matter who they are.
Maybe that's what the left wants you to think.
Maybe she works for the libs.
Oh, wow. Interesting. So $15 a month. It's so funny. Every time you go up one after the Facebook group, it's just reverts back to the other one. But so this is access to my private Facebook group and also a little extra to show your support. So nothing. $30 a month, access to my private Facebook group, and I will follow you back on Twitter, which is
for $30.
Very funny. Yeah, $30 a month, and she'll follow you back on Twitter. Man. That's that's what that's worth to her. Use this tier to show your major support and to keep me on the road traveling to events. God, every tier has a new picture of her with a giant gun in it.
This reminds me of a comedian we knew a while ago who did a similar thing, who wanted to make a web series. So they like reached out to everybody we know and asked for money, and they ended up raising like fucking, I don't know, like $100,000 or something.
$100,000?
Yeah, something crazy.
No.
And this person's already rich, by the way.
I think I donated to it, too.
Yes, you did. Everybody did. And I was
because they reached out
all
to people personally, and they're
That's
so
what
aggressive.
I'm saying. You ignore that shit. Like, I know the fam. I know you grew up in the, you know,
what,
I don't want to get too specific, but you're wealthy as fuck.
Well.
You have the money. And then the tears were like, I'll send you an 8x10 photograph of myself signed. And it's like,
no, that's what the gun girl
is
doing.
No, I know. This person also did that. And it's like, bitch, we do open mics together. What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh my God. Yeah. It's
I'll send you a thank you postcard with my face on it.
That is like putting a dollar value on what they see themselves like.
Yeah.
It is worth that much to have their autographed, because you know in their head they're thinking this is gonna be worth millions,
right?
Someday.
Sure. Yeah,
this is gonna go up at auction in a couple decades. Oh my God. Anyway, so for $50 a month, Gun Girl will send you an autographed 5x7 photo in the mail every month.
Is it a different photo?
And you have access to her private, what if it's the same photo? That would be so funny. Then you have access to the private Facebook group, a follow back on Twitter, and it's a major way to say you support my work. Dude, if you guys, we should start a $50 a month Patreon level, and if you join, I'll send you an autographed picture of Gun Girl every month.
Yes.
For $100 a month, you get an autographed 8x10 photo in the mail.
Does it say how many people donate to each tier?
No, you can't see. You might be able to if you actually join. But if we have any overlap and one of our listeners is a Patreon subscriber to Gun Girl, let us know what's going on in that Facebook group.
Invite us into that group.
So you get an 8x10 photo and a thank you note along with a personalized thank you note along with your...
Man, I saw this thing on TikTok. This girl was talking about how she likes to go to states that she doesn't live in, research the high school there, create a group for the high school, and then find all the people that go to that high school, invite them into the group, and then just start a bunch of shit.
Oh, like
get them like feuding with each other, find out who has crushes on who. She's like, I am so involved in this school in Mississippi with all these people.
Wait, who does this?
Some girl on TikTok.
That's sociopathic behavior.
It's pretty funny.
That's like a mini version of, I don't know, like 4chan disrupting an entire country.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that is it is funny, but also leave them alone. Leave those poor Mississippi high school alums alone. I'm sorry, I'm melting into the couch. I'm awake. I just got distracted by Gun Girl.
Yeah.
She's really inspired me in terms of like how to, what to provide your patrons with.
I know. We put out an extra podcast a month and we feel so guilty.
But
we don't even have to do that.
We're giving hot sauce.
Yeah, I know. Join the Patreon if you want some hot sauce. I was thinking like, fuck it. People sign up now. We'll just give them hot sauce until we're...
Sure. Yeah. I mean,
for a little while at least until we run out of fucking money or hot sauce.
You gotta ask for it. I was going to say this on the Patreon, but if you emailed us for hot sauce and you haven't heard back yet, we've got it. About half of you, your stuff's in the mail or you may have already gotten it.
Yeah.
And then we're going to tackle the second half this week.
We got to make sure that people aren't emailing us that aren't patrons.
Don't even bring that up.
We just got to fact check it.
Okay, fine. Yeah, I certainly didn't double check. But,
well, from now on, we'll check.
All right. We're checking. We're on to you guys. Also, we have all your addresses, so see you
soon. Right. We'll send you a bomb. We're going to mail a bomb to your house.
Ian, don't.
What?
Say it.
It's parody.
Don't say it.
We're going to unibomb you.
No.
Yes.
No.
I watched a documentary on the Unabomber, and he's cool. The end. That's all I want to say.
That's it.
I thought he was cool.
Ian, what are you doing right now?
He seemed like a
cool
guy.
He was like Harvard educated and just like... hated
he just became that's all it was. He just hated, like, you know, you can relate to that. Anybody can relate to that.
I don't want
to
get into this conversation.
Going out to the woods and bombing people, everybody can get behind that idea.
I don't
me and you, babe, what if we had like a nice cabin?
Nope. I'm not, nobody's
couple
bombing
a couple
anybody.
More dogs,
no,
the deer in the front yard while you're working on your bomb to send to your former professor buddy.
No.
Somebody who wronged
you.
Stop
talking.
Think about the list we have.
This isn't funny. I don't like this conversation.
I've been thinking about like really getting into smiting my enemies recently.
You think about that a lot.
I know, but I never do it. It's like laziness, you know?
I guess so.
I have plans.
That seems pretty toxic behavior to me, ruminating on.
They were toxic. They started it. Do you have a list of enemies?
No, I really don't. I don't.
Really?
I don't have enemies.
Most of my enemies are just your enemies.
Yeah, exactly. You've got it taken care of for me, so I don't.
It's
really...
only like four people.
I do think I'm an pretty anxious person about bullshit, but I'm pretty zen when it comes to being wronged. I don't really dwell on it.
Yeah, well, good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. I just
congratulations. I'm so proud.
You'll
of you.
Feel better mentally if you let it go. I think it's also because I'm a blackout drunk. I don't remember. I don't remember who's pissed me off enough.
Sure.
I can't remember, like, when people ask me on Monday how my weekend was, I'm like, I don't remember how I got here in this room. I don't know. I have no idea.
That's not drinking. That's
but do you
yeah,
think
whatever
it's
Joe Biden has.
From years of, what if I have dementia already?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be sad.
Yeah, for
I
me.
I would become, like, an advocate for dementia, but, like, you know how
oh, that'd be so
girls
funny.
On Instagram make it, like, just about being hot. Whatever their cause is.
Right.
Just be like, have my tits out, but I forgot
where
about
am
it.
I? You're just wandering around.
Naked.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want to make it a short episode?
Yeah, it's not bad. 50 minutes is not bad.
It's not 50 minutes. It's 48 minutes. We got to talk for 2 minutes.
Fuck.
I don't want to go to work, man.
I know.
I'm sick of work. We work in the media,
I would
and
like
this
to
election
take some time off.
Has made it so we haven't. Neither one of us has had a break. Just hours and hours of.
Yesterday was my first day off in a while, and it felt really nice.
Yeah,
I felt like, is this how everyone celebrating in the streets because they're in love with Joe Biden felt? Like I was. It was such a beautiful day in Manhattan. The leaves are golden and falling. Like,
and it's still like really warm out.
It was 70 degrees, which I mean, I guess you could. Look into that, and that has some negative implications, but you could just enjoy the beautiful sunny
day.
Yeah,
I wish you would.
It smells nice.
Yeah, I thought I had a day
I went
off.
Record
and then
shopping.
They called me in at midnight.
Oh, yeah.
That stunk. All right, well, this is getting boring.
Yeah,
we'll talk
mess.
To you next week, and that's it. Anything else?
No. Hail Satan.
Hail Satan.